Welcome to Tavern Tales Junior, a curated live play 5e Dungeons & Dragons podcast for kids and adults. In Tavern Tales Junior, we take a group of kids on a fantastical adventure full of friendship, adventure, and excitement using a modified 5e rule set. This podcast is created by and for kids. This is meant to be relatable and enjoyable. So let's see where they want to take the adventure today.
I'm wondering if you'd go wandering with me through the wilderness and woods, to where the winds are blowing free, through the darkness of the night, heading toward the morning light. I wonder if you'd wander with me, and I'll spread the word, and you beat the drum. We'll round up the troops and get the gang to come, and we'll leave the street in these neighborhoods, head over the river and through the woods.
Welcome to Dungeons and Dragons. We have our group of five players. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yep, I'm right. And we are, and it's a junior edition of Tavern Tales Junior. And now we fall through our chairs. We go through the world of Minecraftness. And then Roblox. But Alex doesn't have. And then we go through Blue Jays fans. And then movies. And then we finally make it to the bottom of the world where we are. No, we're not. We're actually... Oh, yeah, we are at there. So we are at Fairhaven. And currently there is five characters standing. One's a sorcerer, and two are fighter, and one is a thief, and one is a ranger. And now we must introduce our characters. I am Will. I play the role of Flash, Golden Dragon. He has a magical sword called Flash Man. And it has gems on it. And he also has this good friend, Slabby. But this is Black Pack. Black Pack.
His Black Pack?
No.
What is it, his?
Backpack. And now we will move on to the character right over here.
Hi, my name is Savannah, and I play the role of DJ Ashardalong, a purple dragonborn fighter. If you look at her greatsword closely, you can see that sparkles a bit because it is a magic greatsword. And next to me is...
Hi, I'm Caitlin. I play the role of Vulpina, a ranger tabaxi. And a fact about Vulpina is that she used to be a member of the Wilderness Explorers. They are a group of tabaxi that walk around in the forest and travel around and see what they can find. And the person sitting next to me is...
Hello, I'm Alex. I play the role of Chris Tuffer, a dark elf thief. And a fact about Chris is that he very much dislikes strawberry rhubarb pie.
That's good. I hate it, personally. So yeah, that makes me happy.
And the person, the young adventurer sitting next to me is...
Hi, I'm Robin. I play Sasha Kikian, who is a fabulous wizard tabaxi. She is really smart, sneaky, sassy. Some people say she's beautiful, she's kind, she's hearty, and she's loving and truthful. But most people, when they first meet her, notice how, like, she'll act really cunning when it comes to magical things. Like, oh, well, did you know this? And she'll add on that topic, and she won't stop talking until you know every edge and corner of that topic. And our dungeon master to my fabulous... Right, is...
Hi, I'm Kyle, and I am your Dungeon Master, and I will create the world with which these five adventurers find themselves today. When we last took a break from this game, which has been almost a month now. I assigned some downtime homework, some between-game homework that all of these players had to do, because they all leveled up from level 5 to level 6. So starting with Will, Will, tell me what's something new that you have on your character sheet?
I have a new spell. It's called Expeditious Retreat.
What does that let you do?
It makes you run really fast.
That's right.
And even if you fly really fast.
Oh, that's true. Excellent. Saf, what's something that your character added to their character sheet?
DJ now has a feat. It's called Great Weapon Master. It lets me take a minus 5 penalty point to add a bonus of 10 more damage.
And what else does it let you do?
It lets me attack again if I get a critical hit or down to 0 hit points.
That's right. That's pretty awesome. I can't wait to see you in action. That's going to make DJ quite the butt kicker. The kicker of butts. That is her title. DJ Ashardalong, kicker of butts. But nobody knows her last name. So she's just DJ kicker of butts. And everybody's like, is that your last name? She's
no.
Like, no. So Caitlin, what is something that your character acquired going from level 5 to level 6?
I gained a new favored enemy and 2 new favored terrains.
Ooh, what did you pick for favored enemy?
Undead.
Oh, that's awesome. And what did you pick for favored terrain?
Forest and grassland.
Awesome. Let's hope we encounter some undead zombies in some grassland very soon. Alex, what did your character acquire between sessions?
Acquire cunning action.
Ooh, what does that let you do?
Every turn, I can take 1 bonus action to dash, disengage, or hide.
Ooh, excellent. And what did your character gain, Robin?
Sasha gained a few more spells known as Locate Object, See Invisibility, and she got another spell slot.
Excellent. And something new happened to your character. She took on a tradition. What tradition did she take on?
Divination. Every time she takes a long rest, to roll 2 d20s and what the numbers are at any time. Like, say, Chris is doing some rock climbing to get to the top to get this special artifact for Flash. And he suddenly rolls a 3. I can be like, no, Dad. He got a 13, meaning that he passed the roll.
Oh, excellent, because you got those 2 dice. Why don't you roll them up for the first time right now? And what do we have?
An 11 and a 4.
Oh, so an average roll and a low roll. That's great to know. Okay, you can use those or not at your leisure. And the next time you finish a long rest, you can re-roll them to some new dice. Maybe get a crit or a crit fail. I did not get to level up because the DM does not level up in this game, which is an unfortunate thing. I think that Dungeon Masters should get to level up and acquire new skills that they can implement in the system.
Like new monsters.
Yes. So,
Daddy, so this is what's all in the obstacle course.
So to begin today's game session, the 5 of you are back in Fairhaven, and it is a gorgeous day in the fall in Fairhaven. You've been back for a couple of days now, and you've all gathered in a room to discuss your future plans and what you want to do. It is the 5 of you and Georgington. He is there as well. So what would you like to talk about?
Georgington, I never knew you were actually Robinton's son. That's kind of weird to think about it. What do you guys think?
I don't think that's really important right now. Could we discuss our plans for the future?
Break the fourth wall.
But you said we could talk about anything.
Well, as Georgington, I say, that's fair. We could talk about anything, but we did get together today to talk about what we're planning to do for the future. What problems do we have to face, and what can we do about them?
Well, there's like the entire fight with the Shardalong thing. I don't really want to go face him right now, though. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I don't know. I think we still need a bit more backup on that.
Yeah, me too.
Agreed. Me too. And also, we might need to work on like our fighting a little bit more so we're stronger against him.
Yes, I agree. What else do we have to face us today? Do we have any other threats that we haven't taken care of?
A few days ago, Flash brought up that his, like, weird uncle or whatever would have. I don't know. Not really. After getting that bronze, that DJ bronze dragon to help, we were cool.
So, yes, that was quite helpful, and I know that we've been honored for that. But we still have Tiger Claw, don't we?
Right.
Because he got away. So that we have a Shardalon and we have Tiger Claw. What else?
I mean, he has like that weird voice, right, guys?
Yeah.
Good impression, Flash. He's an idiot.
Are there any other threats that we haven't taken care of or need to worry about?
No, not really.
Okay. Well, it's good to talk about these things to know what we have to worry about. That sounds like not very much to worry about so far. I'm very happy. So, a month goes by. A whole 30 days pass between this conversation and the next thing that happens. And you're in Fairhaven the whole time, doing your Fairhaven-related tasks and jobs and doing whatever you want. And when we have something called downtime in the game, it means time passes very, very quickly. So we can do a little montage if there were things that your character wanted to do that you wouldn't necessarily be able to do when you're down in the caves of Menzo Baranzan or you're in a dungeon. So what are some things you'd like to do while you're in Fairhaven to add things to your character sheet? So some things you can do with downtime are learn new spells. You can acquire new objects. You can find magical ingredients that allow you to do the things you were looking to do. Lots of other things you can do during downtime. You can go on a couple of dates with a handsome tabaxi boy ranger. You could go and get your dragonborn feet massaged and pedicured and taken care of because you've been walking barefoot for months and months now and they're feeling cracked and sore. You could go to the beach and get a tan, except you wouldn't want to do that if you're a dark elf because being in the sunlight hurts your eyes.
Damn. So I have to keep my cloak up out here.
Yes, always in the sunlight. You have disadvantage if you're in the sun and you have to get into combat with somebody. It's not fun for dark elves at all.
I have a question. Is it possible to get Sort Sword upgraded or anything like that?
Huh, I don't know. What sort of upgrade would you like to, where you're thinking would be fun for Sort Sword to be able to do?
Get like a damage boost.
You want it to be sharper? Magically sharper?
Yeah.
Tougher to do. I mean, it already does an extra +1 when it damages somebody, but you might be able to add a magical effect to it.
Oh, that would be nice.
Very difficult to do, though, and is not a common feat to be done in Dungeons and Dragons. But if you tell me what you'd like to try, if you can tell me a story of how cool you are in the acquisition of this new thing for your sword, we will talk about it. Why don't you think about that for your downtime action? What does anybody else have for downtime actions? What do your characters do for the month you have before you're called upon to do something?
All right, Sasha magically FaceTimes, because, well, there's no electronics, so magically calls Mike Ear and sees how things are going in Tajika and, like, asks for a bit of, like, you know, like, they just chat, and Mike Ear says everything is going good, and Sasha brings Volpina over, and they all have a virtual hug.
That's awesome. Because you reached out to Mike Ear sends you a book in the mail, and this book has 3 spells in it that your character can learn if you would like to during the downtime. The first spell is called Grease.
And what?
It is a first level spell. The second spell in the list is called Rope Trick. And the third one is called Dispel Magic.
Okay. And
level 2 and level 3. That's what each one of those were.
Are any of them divination?
You'll have to look that up. So you spend the money and you spend the time to learn those spells over the downtime, if you would like to. Who is next for their downtime actions?
Would I be able to give sort of like a magical poison effect, like an overtime damage effect after they've been hit with it?
So your character is a rogue and is skilled at the use of poisons. So you could acquire some poisons, which you would know how to coat your blade with before battle. And you could go out and try to find some poisons if you would like to do so.
Sure, I'll do that for my downtime
action. Yeah, not necessarily a magical poison for your blade, but you could definitely acquire some oils that could go on the blade. Can you look behind you and grab me that Dungeon Master's Guide?
Sure.
Thank you. Who is next?
DJ spends most of her time, like, training and, like, exercising, I guess, just to be more prepared for battles. And if she's not training, then she's either relaxing or thinking about Ashard along with anger, knowing about him with everything he's done because of him being her stepdad.
Does your character have inspiration?
Yes.
All right. Well, I can't give you a second inspiration, but your downtime was very
I wish we got gems. That'd be nice.
Gems.
Daddy, can we get gems?
Who is next for their downtime action?
Flash has enough stuff to build a wooden obstacle course, but it's really tiny, but he has characters for, but looks like all the characters in the party. So they're like mini like guys, but you have to play and you have to roll dice through it and you have to get higher than 6, but it's 6 plus 6. If they're together, then that means 6 plus 6 or whatever it is.
Okay, so he builds like a little adventure obstacle course and he does some training with the Knights of Fairhaven and he starts training people to do this obstacle course and helping with the training regimen.
And he wants the whole group to join to practice to fight a Shardalon.
You do this training thing. You help your 5 friends come and help you with it. There's 6 of you. You get to do it. And it's so useful. It's so beneficial that the upper people notice the work that you're doing, Flash, and they promote you. You are no longer a knight of the Lord's Own. You are now a lieutenant of the Lord's Own, which means you have a better room to sleep in, you get more money for doing your jobs, and you also outrank your fellow knights of the Lord's Own. Anybody else have downtime actions they'd like to tell? All right, what's going on with your character?
I keep out Maya almost the entire time working on my animal handling.
Oh, great. That's wonderful. And you and Maya develop a special rapport. The next few rolls that you make for animal handling with your animal companion, you can do with advantage. Chris has built and made some poison. It is drow poison specific to the drow, and you have collected all of the ingredients for it. Please roll a d10 and a d4 for me.
I got a 3 and a 3.
So that's 6. You have managed to create 6 doses of something called drow poison. I'll read it to you. This poison is typically made only by the drow and only in a place far removed from sunlight. A creature subjected to this poison must succeed on a DC 13 constitution saving throw or be poisoned for 1 hour. If the saving throw fails by 5 or more, the creature is also unconscious while poisoned in this way. The creature wakes up if it takes damage or if another creature takes an action to shake it awake. You now have a poison.
Should I write down like poison 6?
You have 6 doses of this poison. If you coat your blade with it with 1 dose, 1 strike is what you'll be able to use the poison for. So you'll use an action to coat the blade of your sword with the poison. And then the next strike you make with it will be an injury poison. So as long as you hit somebody with it and do damage, then they will be poisoned and might even fall asleep.
What I'd also like to do is get Flash a gift to say, like, congrats on being promoted.
Oh, that's great. What sort of gift would you like to get Flash for his promotion?
Flash has been looking for a griffin tail feather for a really long time. So I'm going to get him a griffin tail feather to say good job on getting promoted.
That's awesome. Well, the day of Flash's promotion is at hand. Did anybody else get him a gift?
I heard that when he wanted to upgrade his sword a while back, there would need to be like a new like spot made for the extra gems that could be put in, and then they would need to be enchanted. So I sneakily get into Lieutenant Flash's room by making the guards fall asleep by talking to them for like 3 hours. And then I walk in and I take Flash's sword because he was like sleeping or whatever. And I get the slots made.
Wow, you have a choice. You were upgrading a whole bunch of spells, adding spells to your character sheet. Or you could do this thing for Flash. But remember, in order to do that, he also needed those special components for it. So he's got the griffin tail feather.
And you got the two other things from Tanjika.
Perfect. So if he has all of the things he needs, you definitely can upgrade his sword. He now has 8 slots instead of 7.
Actually, one is actually the portable hole.
Was the portable hole one of the 3 things that you needed to have? I thought that was just a thing you have for your character to use.
But it's magical.
Okay. Well, it is magical, but it's not the thing that you needed to add. That's okay. We'll move on.
I think he also needed a salamander tongue and a werewolf tooth.
Something along those lines. But he acquired some of those in Tanjika, so I'm fine. He may now add that to his 8th slot on his character sheet. Did anybody else have any other downtime actions that they wanted to take? I'm seeing silence abounding everywhere, and I think it has a lot to do with everybody not really knowing what you can do during downtime and what options are available to you. One of the best uses of downtime is to generate and create relationships with people and to talk to people you haven't talked to in a long time, and also to buy up all of the things that your character might need to go on your next set of missions. But because we're junior D&D players, we don't have to worry about that so much. Your characters are all Knights of the Lord's Own, and when you go on a mission, you're given all of those things that you need.
Sasha's studying, and she was actually talking to the guards while studying. She was like, oh, so this magical component equals this magical component, plus this magical component does this.
So one of the things as well about downtime is it's not an opportunity for role playing. It's more of an opportunity for character sheet management and to add things to your character sheet and take them off. So you can sell magical goods that you may have acquired that you no longer need, and you may buy new magical goods that you may want to acquire.
Can I also study from the Gouldwick book of spells?
Yes, you can.
So what do I get?
We'll talk about that offline because I don't have that list in front of me.
All right.
I have a Gem of Seers. I forget what that does.
The Gem of Seers?
I also want to sell my my normal magic wand, and I'm now using my War Mage wand. That's my main wand of choosingness.
Well, if I steal your War Mage wand, that was a prank.
I would be so mad.
I sleight of hand it.
I sell my old chainmail armor because I've got my magic purple breastplate.
Absolutely. You sell that and you get 80% of the cost of chainmail in the player's handbook. I don't remember what it is, but you may write that on your character sheet and remove the chainmail. Is there something you wanted to buy instead with the money that you got for your chainmail? Take in trade sort of thing?
I don't know what else to buy, so no.
Oh, okay.
Could I sell my leather armor? Because now I have studded leather.
Yeah, you can sell your leather armor. I didn't know you still had that. But sure, yeah, you can sell that. Is there something else you'd like on your character sheet?
I don't think I ever sold it before, so I'm...
So what would you like instead of that leather armor that you're no longer using?
I don't know. I already bought the studded leather. Would it be possible for me to get, like, throwing darts?
Yes,
I could
absolutely
put some of the drow poison in.
You could use all 6 of those on your throwing darts if you would like to. Yep.
I'll do that.
Just have your throwing darts. You can leave your 6 doses alone for now. Okay. You can tell me if you've coded them or not later.
So do I just add it as like a weapon?
Yep. Throwing darts is a weapon. You use your dexterity bonus to hit and it does a D4 damage. Robin, your Wand of the War Mage, just to let you know, is a +1 War Mage. While holding this wand, you gain a bonus to spell attack rolls determined by the wand's rarity, which is a +1. In addition, you ignore half cover when making a spell attack. So anytime you use Chromatic Orb, you get a +1 to the attack roll to hit.
Great. I'm going to put 8 there now.
Exactly.
7.
when Isaac has some spare time, DJ and Isaac talk and, like, catch up because they were good friends at the beginning.
Wow, that's really awesome. Isaac has missed you a great deal. And at one point, while you guys are talking, he says, "Would you like to go get dinner?"
I say, "Sure, it will be nice to have this time to spend with you."
Great. When you meet him for dinner, he's dressed very, very nicely, and there's candles on the table and a very beautiful white tablecloth, and the table is set all alone in a room, and he he asks you to be his girlfriend during the dinner.
I knew it. I ship it now. My one true pairing, my OTP. Well, OTP for D&D.
Whether or not DJ said yes to being his girlfriend, we will not know for now until Sav chooses to tell that part of the tale to everyone at the table.
Do I get a bonus to the damage or is it just 1d4?
You're throwing darts. Do 1d4 plus your dexterity bonus in damage, I think, as long as they've got the chart next to it. So why don't you open up to where the weapons are? So Alex, if you look at it that way, you will never find them. You need to go to the table of contents and look for weapons. Then go to that page. While you're doing that, does anybody else have anything else? Yes. Downtime has ended, unless there is anything else anybody would like to do. At 12 o'clock in the afternoon is the time of the promotion of many knights in all of Fairhaven. And Flash has been told to be there for his promotion, and all of the other knights and other members of the Lord's Own are all in attendance in their beautiful armor and clothing and whatnot in order to be there. Ugh. In order to bear witness to these promotions. You've all gotten ready. Is everybody dressing in their nicest clothes and their finest armor with their weapons at hand?
Yes.
Yep. Yes.
And Sasha has made sure that her mage armor is extra shiny.
Definitely put some magic on that wand.
So everyone is dressed and ready to go. How early are you dressed and ready to go? Are you ready just before noon or quite a bit earlier?
I'm ready like at 9 a.m.
Okay. How about you, Caitlin?
I'm ready 5 hours early because I'm so excited.
That's 7 a.m. And how early is Chris ready to go?
Chris accidentally slept in.
Okay.
So he's rushing.
What time is he finally ready to go?
What time was the promotion?
At noon.
He wound up being ready at around 12.
Oh my goodness. And DJ, how early is your character ready to go?
DJ is ready about an hour and a half early, just so she's not rushing.
So what time is that?
I think 11:30.
Well, that would only be half an hour.
I mean, 10:30?
That's right. And Will, how early is Flash ready?
Flash is ready at 1 o'clock.
That is an hour after he's supposed to be ready.
I think he came at 1 a.m.
Or at 1 o'clock in the morning.
1 a.m.
1 a.m. So he didn't sleep at all? He was just so nervous?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Chris, fondling his new throwing darts, has fallen asleep very late and missed the initial festivities that were supposed to occur before the whole thing happened. And some really wonderful things happened before noon. Everyone who was ready by 9 o'clock in the morning got to have a delicious breakfast at the Lord's Own chambers.
Delicious!
The most delicious of breakfasts. So we had three characters that were definitely there by 9 o'clock in the morning.
Me too.
Me.
So the three of you got to have a great breakfast. It earned you inspiration if you don't already have it. And I think that everybody now has inspiration. That was at the breakfast. Very inspiring breakfast. There was a bard singing a song. Her name was Melody, and she sang a beautiful song about
screaming pickles.
Screaming pickles.
Yes, it was about Gilda and the Screaming Pickles and the giant adventure they had gone on.
Excellent. So, yes.
Toodaloo.
This beautiful, beautiful song sung by a bard in which what gives you your inspiration. And then at 10 o'clock, there is another event that happens.
There was a magic user called Thor came in.
Yes, and the magic user named Thor, he cleaned everybody's special things and he sharpened anybody's weapons that needed to be sharpened, and he prepared all of the knights, and they all retook their knightly vow to Fairhaven. Did anybody write down the knightly vow or remember it from way, way back when?
No.
Actually, I don't think I've even heard it.
Me neither.
Before. Me too.
You didn't even have your book at the time. Yeah. So we're going to have to recreate the knightly vow of the Lords Own of Fairhaven and Tanjika. And you guys can work on that together. Not right now, but in a bit.
We could, I'll make a line of it like we did with the Tanjikan National Anthem.
Maybe we could do that.
The rap.
Two lines each of important stuff, but you all have to work on it together. You can't just work on it in exclusion. At 11 o'clock, things start to get very hectic and very busy, and there's a whole bunch of things going on. DJ, as your character arrives, what cool thing is happening for the celebration of promotions at 11 o'clock?
I need help figuring it out because I don't know.
Does anybody have any ideas to help Savannah out?
Robin.
All right, so there was this total big celebration. Apparently, it was the signing of contracts, taking the vow, and assigning new knights their post.
Oh, the elevation of new knights. I love it. That's great. And as well, everyone who is in attendance for that receives a magical thing that is, well, what is this magical thing? It's something you can eat.
A magical pepper.
Okay, everyone gets a magical pepper. It's just a sweet pepper, right?
No, it's kind of spicy, but kind of sweet.
Oh, a sweet and spicy pepper. This pepper does not go bad, and everybody who was there, which is, I believe, the four of you, you all get to write this pepper on your character sheet. And if you eat it with a free action, it is a healing potion. And it does 1d8 plus 3 hit points in healing. So write that on your character sheet.
Chris needs an alarm clock or something. He's missing everything.
Write in an alarm clock on your character sheet that might help you
but
later.
But I never bought an alarm clock.
You could say, I bought an alarm clock after today. Because why not?
You can maybe always it say got that. Me a watch.
Got me a watch that's... It's a magical watch that it's screams at watch. You in the morning. It's like, get up!
Now, I have a question since I was talking about healing peppers. You guys all got those potted plants. What did they do while... What did you do with them over the month?
I think Sasha definitely gave them to, some of her extended family. Now I know that her, village was wiped out, but there's another village to, the east, which I believe, Volpina and Sasha are distantly related to.
Cool. Well, that was very kind of you. They give you a return gift of 30 gold pieces. What did you do with yours, Sav?
I went around to, the Defender Tree, giving some to the poor so they could have some food.
So you gave your potted plant to the poor of Thunder Tree?
Because I want to, but then again, I also want to keep it in DJ's room.
That's fair. Which do you choose to do?
I want to keep it growing.
Okay, you keep it in your room and it grows. What does DJ do with hers?
I do the same as Flash.
I like your initial choice that you made where you were giving it to the poor people of Thunder Tree. That was pretty amazing. I think that's something that DJ would definitely do. Feels like Sav is the type of person to want to keep it.
I was thinking of the berries. And then when you said that, I didn't know what to do.
You don't want to give the plant away. You want to keep it for yourself?
I'm going to give the plant away to the poor.
DJ is a hero of Thunder Tree already because she helped save the village and saved the poor halfling family, the farmers. So anytime DJ goes to Thunder Tree and the surrounding countryside, you have advantage on any social interaction you have with those people. So if you're trying to barter for a good item, or you want to buy a necklace or some earrings or any sort of goods, if you're in Thunder Tree, you have advantage on the check because you are the gift giver.
I like look around for a family who looks like they're struggling horribly, and when I find them, I say, "Here you go, you need this more than I do."
That is wonderful. There, everyone, they tell everyone about the gifts of DJ, the gift giver. So you can write that on your character sheet if you'd like to. Flip it over to the back page, and you can write Thunder Tree, advantage on any social check. The title is gift giver.
But what would they do if they knew her true origins?
Ooh, dun dun dun!
I only call myself DJ. Dun, I never add the shard along part to anything.
Exactly. No, that's fair. We know that. And Will, what did you have to add?
And that family is the family that we saved in the unrecorded episode of Tavern Tales Jr.
Cool. And
I'm curious, just what is our leader of the lords? What's their title?
The commander. Lord Commander Robinton.
I would like to give Lord Commander Robinton my golden raspberries. I'd like to give him the plant and the pot.
That's really kind of you. He doesn't even know that you're the one that gave it to him. He doesn't remember at all.
There's not really much Volpina does with it, because Maya appeared to think that it was food and decided to chew on it.
Okay, so Maya chewed on your poor plant. Well, it is still alive and it is recovering in your rooms, and you can do something more with it later if you would like to.
Maybe Maya wanted bear.
How did Chris give it to Lord Commander Robinton in such a way that Lord Commander Robinton didn't know who gave it to him?
I left it in front of his office with a note on top that said... Actually, no, it just had a piece of paper on it that said...
Well, that's a note, so...
Well, yeah, it had a note on top that said... To Commander Robinton.
And it said, didn't say from or anything.
Nope.
Is it because there wasn't enough room or because you're trying to be sneaky?
Well, I'm a thief after all.
Okay, so chosen the latter. It is now noon and the promotions all are set to occur. And a bunch of names are called for other Lord's Own Knights and other recruits and other initiates to be elevated to the position of initiate or knight or lieutenant or even captain. And Flash is the third person to be so named. And Robinton is the one who calls out. And he calls Flash's name, and Flash, you are standing amongst your friends, and he says, "Flash Golden Dragon, for the services rendered unto the Lord's Own, step forward and be promoted."
Okay, this is amazing.
I step forward.
"Kneel, knight."
I kneel.
He pulls out a gleaming golden longsword. It shines in the light of high noon, and it has a beautiful ruby set as the stone in the cross piece of the blade, and he lays it across both of your shoulders, and he says, "Rise, Lieutenant Flash Golden Dragon, Knight and Lieutenant of the Lord's Own."
"You're wondering if I go wandering with you, what kind of trouble we'll get ourselves into. Would it be wrong to tag along with a band of vagabonds? You wonder if I'd wander with you. So I'll spread the word and you beat the drum. We'll round up the troops and get the gang to come. And we'll leave the streets."
This concludes this episode of Tavern Tales Jr. We'll be back in 1 month with a brand new episode. Our intro and outro music is Through the Woods by Okie Dokie Brothers. Find their music on iTunes by checking them out at www.okiedokie.org and follow them on Twitter at Okie Dokie Bros. We love a review on iTunes. Check us out on Twitter, Tavern_Tales. See y'all later.
I'm wondering if you'd come wandering my way. If you ever get lost, or if the trail leads you astray, the music of the pack can always bring you back. I wonder, can we wander away? And I'll spread the word, and you beat the drum, round up the troops, and get the gang to come. And we'll leave the streets and these neighbors